Christmas is drawing near here at the Vatican. This morning, the series of Advent meditations for the papal household concluded. The reflections were offered by papal preacher Father Raniero Candelamessa on the theme Servants of Christ and Stewards of the Mystery of God. Also today, Pope Benedict XVI met with a delegation from Wallonia in Belgium to thank them for their gift of the Vatican Christmas tree. The giant spruce was lit for the first time in a special ceremony just a half hour ago in St. Peter's Square. Eamon McCarthy was there and sends this report.
It stands at 100 foot, that's 30 metres, and has come from the far-off forests of the Ardennes in Wallonia, Belgium. The tree was trucked all the way from the northern European country to Vatican City State early December. It now stands at the heart of St. Peter's Square, beside the giant obelisk. And shadowing above the nativity scene, which remains under wraps, pilgrims and visitors to Vatican City State will have to wait until December 24th, Christmas Eve, for the nativity scene to be unveiled. The tree was hand-picked by foragers in the Bulg Forest, an area of thousands of acres that extends from Belgium to its border with France. More specifically, it is a gift to Pope Benedict XVI from the people of Spa, a town in the Belgian province of Liège.
Chers amis, encore une fois, je vous adresse un très grand merci pour ce beau cadeau.
Covered with over 2,000 gold and silver bauble decorations, it will light up brightly St. Peter's Square throughout the Christmas season with over 1,500 bright LEDs. These lights have an increased energy efficiency in terms of use and maintenance compared to traditional lights, and what's more important for Pope Benedict XVI, are more climate friendly.
My name's Zach Edgar. I'm a seminarian at Kenrick Glennon Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Chris Seiler. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, but I study here in Rome at the North American College.
Christmas. But what are the true origins of the Christmas tree?
My understanding is that the tree itself is a German tradition, but this is my first time here in the city experiencing all this.
I've heard the same thing, something about German tradition about the idea of the tree of Adam is brought into the house and decorated because Christ has redeemed us. What once was the cause of the fall to original sin is now being decorated and renewed for Christmas and the incarnation.
That's why he's at the Knack and I'm in St. Louis.
Where the treetops glisten.
Since then, the Christmas tree has become one of the synonymous symbols of Christmas, overcoming religious, cultural, and geographical divides.
Oh, we are from Taiwan. My name is Zhou Yao. I think Christmas tree is the symbol for the Christmas. Everybody just at home that decorate can warm at your home anywhere.
Christmas trees have only been placed in St. Peter's Square since 1982, when Pope John Paul II introduced the Northern European tradition to Vatican City. So as pilgrims and tourists gather round to watch this tall tree light up the night sky over Vatican City, from St. Peter's Square, we wish all our listeners a very happy Christmas.
Sure, everybody, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely, happy Christmas to everyone listening to Vatican Radio.
Merry Christmas.
And may all